day, the song say. Good evening, church. How you doing? Nervous. nervous. For me, it's a blessing to stay here and share with you the word of God. You saw the news this week, these past days, about Jerusalem? You hear that? No? Let me bring my phone. No. The Jews rabbi in Jerusalem say the Messiah is here. You heard the news, brother? Somebody heard the news? Only me. I opened the news, and the rabbi and the Jerusalem say the Messiah is here. A lot of people's coming. The Orthodox group of the Jews say this is the Messiah. And you know, last week we celebrate the resurrection about Jesus Christ. And for the follow for this few days in the Bible, especially in the book of Luke, we saw one history about the two person walking to another town, Emmaus, this town. Start with, be patient with me. My English is not my first language. I try to, I have everything right here in my mind in Spanish. I try to translate and show you in English. But we start praying about today. I try to follow the same with our pastor about the mountains, about all these things. But be patient with me, please, tonight. Okay, let's pray tonight. Heavenly Father, te pido por favor, Señor, en esta noche, ayúdame a ser de bendición. Helping me, Lord, to be a blessing this night. De tal manera que mis hermanos puedan escuchar tu voz. That my brothers hear your voice. Please, bless in the church. Bless in our hearts. Bless in our ears. Open our minds and our hearts to your work. And give me facility for explain all these things, Lord. And thanks with our pastor. Please bless him. Cuídalo, protégelo donde quiera que él esté, Señor. Ayúdanos a pasar un buen tiempo en tu palabra en esta tarde. Y que cada uno de nosotros, Señor, podamos escuchar tu voz en esta noche. Y Padre bendito, te pido por favor que en esta noche nos hables a cada uno. Santo Espíritu de Dios, ayúdame en mi lenguaje. Ayúdame, por favor, a transmitir estas verdades a mis hermanos. Abre mi boca como en aquel tiempo en Pentecostés, Señor, para que yo pueda transmitir las verdades de tu palabra. Y te lo pido en Cristo Jesús. Amén. In the book of Luke, we saw one a couple days for the resurrection of our Lord, and especially in the chapter 24, the verses follow me in the verse 13. I read in Spanish. Please follow me in English. I mention each verses, and you come with me. Versos 13. He aquí, dos de ellos iban al mismo día a una aldea llamada Emaús, que estaba a 70 estadios. E iban hablando entre sí aquellas cosas que habían acontecido. Chapter 14. E iban hablando entre sí todas aquellas cosas que habían acontecido. Chapter 15. Sucedió que mientras iban hablando, discutían entre sí. Y Jesús mismo se acercó y caminaba con ellos. Verso 16. Mas sus ojos de ellos estaban velados para que no le conociesen. The verse 16 said, but their eyes was holy that they shall know him. And you know what? Today, a lot of Jewish people is in the same condition of these two guys. A couple of days of resurrection, these two guys, it's a lot of feelings in his heart. He's confused because the master is dead. Everything is gone. His disciples staying home. You know, it's a lot of things in his mind. So these guys say, "What happened?" But when these two guys start walking, Jesus is coming. He stay close with these two guys, but these two guys, you don't know about his Jesus. Why? Because the word of God say that God put something in his eyes. And it's the same today with the Jewish people. We know the Messiah is coming 2,000 years ago, right? But the Jews, they wait to the Messiah. I explained to the Spanish folk, we try to study maybe Wednesday night about all this thing in the Old Testament talking about Jesus. The prophecy about the Jesus in the Old Testament. And supposed to be this guy, if it's true, this new Messiah of the Jews, he complete all the Old Testament, the same like Jesus Christ. But these two guys, something happened in his eyes. And you know what? Sometimes a lot of Christians live in the same way. Something is covered the eyes, and they can see more the 1 mile of distance. But what is the problem? The problem is that some people don't spend time in the Word of God. And the people of the world saw the world different, but the Christians saw the world different. Like the other people. The people, if don't save, they can see the all this thing that you and me saw when we read the Bible, we saw a lot of things. You know what, bro, church? You and me, we are the generation, the soul, the old, the prophecy is coming through our eyes. A lot of people in the Old Testament waited for the days that you and me live right now. But you know what? A lot of Christians, he don't care about all this time. What happened? It is true. The rabbis, rabinos, se dice así, ¿verdad? Rabinos, rabbi, and the Jewish rabbi, he said, you know what? The Messiah is here. It's a lot of people coming through. He kissed his hands, tried to shake the hands and stay close to this guy. But what happened? It is true. What happened? Is this true? I don't know if it's true or not. But what happened is true. According to the Bible, say it's 7 years of tribulation, right? 3.5 is the peace, and 3.5 is a tribulation. What happened if this guy is the real Messiah, the Jewish people waiting? That means, church, we have 3.5 years, and everybody's gone. You understand me?
Amen.
3.5 years. That's all. Because the Lord say, when the tribulation is coming, ¿cómo se dice arrebatamiento? Oh, my wife said, when the church is gone, we don't have too much time, church. A lot of things happen around our lives. And it's the same of these two guys. He walk into the another town, Emmaus, but when he start walking, he start talking about all these things. Remember, last week, the old town of the Jews call and say, "Crucify, crucify, crucify." Right? Then, for the next week, last week, the Lord coming to the death and resurrection. And a lot of people, he don't believe at this thing. But remember, Jesus talked to his disciples, "You know what? It's necessary. I'm dead. I'm crucified, but don't worry about it. I'm coming back. Don't worry about it." But these two guys, is something happened in these two guys. But during the 40 days, the Jesus Christ coming coming with every person. He coming to a few people. People, they believe in him. He knows this is our Messiah. But these two person, it's a lot of confusion in his mind because did Jesus say something and do something? But remember, the people and the leadership of the temple, he know all these things. Jesus is coming to his resurrection in 3 days, and he's sending a lot of soldiers carrying the tomb. He put soldiers, but even the soldiers, the rock, and the tomb stopped our sable. And all these things happened, but Jesus started talking with these two guys and explained all these things need to be complete to the Old Testament. Follow me in the verses in the same chapter in verses 25. Verses 24. Follow me. I read in Spanish. You follow me in English. Y fueron algunos de nosotros al sepulcro y hallaron así como las mujeres habían dicho, pero a él no le vieron. But him they shall not. Verses 25. Then he say unto them, O fools, and show of hearts to believe in all these prophets have spoken. Verses 26, are not Christ to have suffered these things and they into his glory? It's necessary the Lord all pass all these things. Remember, the Old Testament say, especially in the Genesis chapter 3, when the God said to the Eve, you put your foot in his head. I can translate in English. But the thing is that the devil is destroyed about one person. This is Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ come in, complete all the prophecy of the Old Testament. And Jesus tried to explain all these things of the Old Testament, that he is a son of God. He redeemed all the world. And Jesus giving the one invitation to check and study to Scripture. And this is the thing, church. A lot of Christians don't read the Bible. Even a few Christians study his Bible. It's sad, but it's true. A lot of Christians don't read the Bible. I don't understand when everybody stand up in front of God and God asking you, you read your Bible through Genesis through Revelation. I say Apocalypse. Revelation. What do you say, brother and sister? When Jesus asking you, you read my Bible through Genesis to Revelation, what is your answer? Oh no, Lord, I am busy. You don't know, Lord, it's a lot of work in my job, a lot of things, my sons, my daughters, all these things. But the preacher say, you know what? You have time to watch in the social media. You have time to read your Bible. And more in these days. More in these days, church. What the Bible say, this is the Bible for us. Look at the Psalms 119 verses 105. The Bible say, lámparas a mis pies tu palabra, y lumbrera a mi camino. The word is a lamp into my feet, and a light into my palm. What the Bible tried to say? When you and me, we have light, he knows everything. But then what happens when it's dark? And Jesus said, in the last day, a lot of people go far to God. And you know what, church? We're living in these days. Remember, Sunday night, this auditorium is almost full. And what happened? Oh, the pandemic, Pastor. The problem, Pastor. But remember, you and me, one day, we stand up in front of God, and God asking you, what are you doing Sunday night? The Bible don't say we stay in the Sunday night. That's true. That's true. But you know what? The Bible say, one day, separate to me, the God say. One day is not in the morning and when it's dark. No, one day is 24 hours. How many hours you and me give it to God? And the Bible says the last days, the heart of all the believers, not the other work. No, the believers. Are you talking the believers? No, the person never go to the church, don't read the Bible, and stay in the church only for maybe a special occasion. No, I'm talking about the believers. And you and me believe this command and separate one day for me, the Lord say. You and me change our... ¿Cómo dice ese? ¿Prioridades? ¿Ah? Our priorities. In the word of God say, the word is the lamb into my faith. You stay in outside your house in darknesses, especially when you don't use shoes. If you use a lamp, you don't know what is in the floor, right? Church, we need the word of God for our daily walking. We need the Bible for the all daily walking. Because in the Bible, and Luke say, these two guys is walking. And you know what? During the day, Jesus come to you and stay next to you when you have your devotion every day. Jesus say, when you don't understand all these things, I'll be there with you. But the thing, again, church, is the problem is we don't read our Bible. This is the problem. A lot of Spanish folks come in, hey, pastor, what the Lord said in this thing? What the Lord said in this, the other things? And you know what? I say, read your Bible, brother. Oh, come on, preacher, tell me. Read your Bible. Today, we have one generation or a bunch of people lazy. But the believers don't understand that one day we stay in front of God and the God say, okay, let's go make a business. What do you do? Remember, the Bible say, vamos a dar cuenta, como dicen. Will you give me a account? For everything. For everything. Each word you say. When you're mad with your wife, that word. When you're mad with your husband, that word. When you're mad with your children, for everything. Good or bad? Right, church? Remember. But in the Psalms, especially in the Psalms 23 and the verses 4, even in the darkness, I don't worry about it because you stay with me, the Bible say. Aunque anden valles hombres, through the walk, through the valley of the shadows of death, the Bible said. And you know what? We need all the word of God in our lives every day. And Jesus, he knows about our hearts, church. What do you need, God? He knows what do you need. He knows everything. But the problem, we don't come into the Lord and our prayers. You need something? Pray to the God. For everything, I pray to the God. It's time, church, we living outside our comfort zone. But you know what? A lot of Christians live like that. I know preaching. I know go to the church. But sometimes happen in my life, a lot of problems. You know, I have a lot of problems. And you know what? Maybe I take time for myself. Something happened and understand. I believe it. You have a problem in your life? Everybody has a problem in his life, right? But some Christians do this. This is my son. Don't cross this line. Preacher, don't touch my life. Don't touch my regular life and my job. This is my son. Don't cross it. It's me. And the God say, you know what? Your life is mine. I pay for your life. When you and me receive Jesus Christ in our hearts, nos compró con su sangre. He buy with his blood. You and me are slaves. You understand the word slave? It's sad, but in my country, in Mexico, it's a lot of traffic human, especially in the prostitution. A lot of young ladies take to his home and take to the other place. And these poor young ladies is slaves, sexual slaves. What happened when the one slave? No tiene voluntad, ¿cómo se dice? ¿Ah? They don't have their own will. Because this person has a master. But it's funny, when God come in our lives and say, you know what, child, can you do this thing for me? A lot of Christians say, oh, no, Lord, I have busy. I am very busy. Very, very, very busy, Lord. But Jesus changed the heart for these two persons walking to Emmaus. Follow me in the verses 32. Luke 24, verses 32. And let me tell you something, church. When you pass time in the Bible, you are not of the same. You are not the same. Believe me. You got it? You have in your Bible, verses 32? And they say one to another. Did not our hearts, what's the same word? Burn. Windowed us. Why? Because Jesus started talking with these two guys. But when Jesus starts talking to your heart is burned. And you go outside or you come for some. You stay outside. Church, it's time to do something to the Lord. It's a lot of person outside. You don't have, ¿puedo decir esperanza? They don't have hope. You heard our pastor when he say, what happened if each family here to this church working with another family and start the command the next year for our work? One family, I tried to invite one family to our church. Imagine, each family here invited another family for the next year. How many families is here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 20? 20 families? What happened if each family take the command, bring another family to Corrytown Baptist Church? You believe the God do anything? Let me ask you again. Do you believe God do anything? Why wait in church? Today, April 11, 2021, start praying. Pray to the Lord. Lord, please help us to bring one new family to Corrytown Baptist Church. But pray first. Pray. And the Lord, let me tell you something. The Lord send you to one family. He need them. Oh, they need them. They need him. I confuse the verb. But you know what? Some families take the el reto, ¿cómo se dice el reto? The challenger. He take the challenger. But some families not. And the difference is that this family don't believe in God. Don't believe in that God does anything. I explained to the Spanish church, you know what? That God can do a couple of things. And the Bible said when the Jesus Christ go to his town, a lot of, he can do it, a lot of miracles. Why? No faith. Your faith and my faith, how big it is. How bigger is our faith? Like that? Like this building? Jesus said, I need your faith the same size, must have seen. Like that. And my nail, I put almost 20. It's all the Lord I need. Our faith like that. And you know what? I start when the pandemic, when I stay in the home, when all these things happen, and I pray, you know what, Lord? I do my best. The rest, you take care. I do my best. And you know what? The Lord answered my prayer. And the Lord answered your prayer too. But the problem, you don't believe. You don't believe. If you believe, you know what? Not only 2 or 3 or 5 persons working in the bus ministry. And I know, I understand, sometimes you have a full the bus, and sometimes you pick it up one or two person. But when the bus is empty, it's not the time, as you fall. No. The program, you give me the program, it's the bad. The program is bad. No, the problem is the workers don't pray and God full all these bus. Me and my wife working for 18, 20 years, the bus route. Sometimes we have 100 people in the bus. Sometimes we have 5 in the bus. But no matter what, it's full or empty, we praise the God. But a lot of bus workers do this, brother. In our church, we need to pay the gas. We pay for the food for 100 people. We need to spend time, spend money. We start on the Saturdays, Saturday morning. What time dejamos la casa? 8 in the morning, right? And we back to the house 1 or 2 in the evening. And the area, the most dangerous area in downtown LA. I remember one day we picked out the kids. And a couple of Afro-Americans start shooting one another, start running. I take the kids. Well, I heard the shooting. I take the kids to one door open and put it in the house. And some routes say, some other workers say, why do you do that? I work into the Lord. Hopefully, this coming week, I take time to drive into Kernersville, almost 30 minutes, to start the new the Bible study for one family. But church is not only the word for one person. It's for everybody. Amen. I know, I understand. I remember when the picker out one in our route, Mrs. Hasta la hermana Viteri, Mrs. Viteri, she is a Ecuadorian lady. And she say, Brother Pineda, what can I do? I need to do something to the Lord. But I have problem. I can walk for 30, 20 minutes. I explained, you know what, sister? You can help us stay in your home, pray for us, then we start knocking the doors. If you pray in your house, we stay in the streets, so winning. We're making a team. And I know, right here is a lot of ladies and brothers. They can go outside and knock the doors, like you and me. It's an amazing job when the brother money, a lot of you brothers working in the letters. It's amazing. But church, we need to do something more. We need to do something more. If every family here in Corytown Baptist Church take the challenger, you can do that. You have 12 months to bring another new family to this church. 1 year. If you believe, if God do something in your life. For me, my wife, the prayer is constante. ¿Cómo dice ese? Constante. Constant in our lives, the prayer. I lose my house twice. I lose my job twice. We need to go to the Mexico. And it's funny, I am Mexican. I can work in Mexico. Because we don't have a lot of a few papers the factories in Mexico needed. It's funny. Almost a year. And you know what? The Lord carry us all the time. But when I stay in Mexico, I help 4 churches. Especially in the conference. I love the kids. And I carry out for the kids for the conference. And in one church, fixing one storage for me, my wife. My wife, I remember that days because my wife, she has a little friend. And during the night, making noises. Joe, wake up. But thank God. When God take you something, give it you double. If you done nothing to our God, do something this year. You can do it. You can do it. I saw each Sunday school teacher in our church. You know what? I pray for each one. Let me ask you, church, you pray for Sunday school teachers? You pray for the nursery workers? You pray for the bus workers? Or maybe you are the same like me. Please, Lord, give me all these things. Give me food, give me clothes, give me this. And I don't pray for all these things. The Bible says the church is one body, right? Some of you son los ojos. ¿Cómo se dice? You are the eyes. Some of you are the ears. But remember, the head is Jesus Christ. The Bible says the members or more necessary is the members you don't see. Is the heart. The liver. The exactly that. What happened when one person start with the sickness of diabetes. The person, he don't know what happened inside the body. Then he start thirsty and a lot of things. And this person go to the doctor. The doctor said, you know, I do this. You know what? Maybe you have a diabetic person. And when that people is diabetic, 1 or 2, he start change the life, the lifestyle. Why? If you try to live more years, you need change. But I'm pre-diabetic. And you know what? It's hard. It's hard. Don't eat bread. Don't eat bacon, greasy bacon. 3-4 eggs. Oh boy, it's too hard. More hard when you put salad in your plate. But if I carry after my health, I need change. And you know what? A lot of Christians live with a spiritual diabetic person, spiritual, and he don't know. Pastor, how can I know an diabetic spiritual person? How many people you share the gospel these 4 months? And you, hey, wait. Let me give you a track. This is our church. Come, visit us. Maybe one time. How many persons you share the gospel these 4 months? 3 months, because April started. 3 months. How many people? Personally. How many? Pastor, I'm fine. My spiritual life is healthy. Sure? Sure? How many people? What happened if this in Israel, all these things happen? And the Jesus said, you know what? Church, come in. Come to me, church. Everybody go to heaven. And the Lord asking you, oh, Mrs. Arlene. Okay, make a line, Mrs. Arlene. Let me make a business, you and me. The Bible said that God opened the book of life, right? Let me check it out. How many person is serving the heaven by your work? Mm-hmm. One? But my wife said, no. It's no. For only one day, no, it's all your life. One day, every person stay in front of God. Le vamos a rendir cuentas, ¿cómo se dice? Now, are you ready, brother, sister? Are you ready for that day? Because some Christians leave that day never coming. Pastor, I've been very, very young. The Lord don't ask him, where's your age? The Lord asking, what do you do? If you're younger, do something for the Lord. If you're older, do something to the Lord. I explained to the Spanish church, you know what? We need to go soul winning this Saturday. We need to go soul winning this Saturday. Pastor, what happened with the COVID? You are alive. You have the vaccine already. So what the worry? If not, where's the bad thing happened to you and me? Where's the bad thing? We're dead, right? The Paul said, I'm confused because if I'm dead, I stay into the Lord. If I stay here in the world, and if I'm alive, I stay here, help to the church. Here, I love to start here, but I love to stay with the Lord. I don't know what to do. But you know what? A lot of Christians live for all this thing, or this work. And the only thing, when the doctor said, you know what, you have a couple days, that's all. The person worry. And the doctor said, you know what, don't eat meat, don't eat this and this and this. And you know what, the person, he has only a couple days, he cut it off. Why? Because this person tried to live more days in this world. My wife, she knows. And after that, what can I do? I stay in front of my Lord, in front of my Savior. I don't worry for the dead, brother. I'm walking in downtown LA and pass in these gangs. Cholos. You know cholos, huh? You don't know cholos? The gangster, the gangs, downtown LA. I walking through. And so this guy saw the soul winnings and running. But this guy saw another gang. Start fighting. When this guy saw the Christian, saw winning, running. I don't worry, brother. If it's true, this happened in Jerusalem, this guy is the Jews, the Jews of Messiah, the Messiah of the Jews. What happened is this true? One brother said, no, preacher, no, I'm not married, I'm single. What happened with my degree? What happened? No, preacher, I buy a new car. What happened with my new car? No. It's sad, but it's true. Sad, brother. But in the verses 33 of the book of Luke, chapter 24, say, y levantándose a la misma hora, and they rose up of the same hour, and returned to Jerusalem, and found then 11 grounded together, and them that were with them. Verses 34, saying, the Lord is what? The Lord is risen. You believe it? Our God, he don't stay in the tomb. Our God, he has a victory for the dead. In the Acts chapter 1, verses 8, say, you receive power. Let me read it. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, verses 8. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is coming into you, Let me ask you, asking church, you have that power? You have that power? If you have a Holy Spirit living in you, you have that power. This power is not, I'm strong. No. That power is share the gospel for everybody. Jerusalem, Samaria, and to the other part of the earth, the Bible says. We have the victory because God, Jesus, has the victory. You believe? You believe? When you come in this night, you accept the challenge. If you don't accept the challenge, I understand. Stay in your chair. Don't come in to the altar. If you have serious to God, come in. Miss Susan play the piano. If you are serious to God, come in. Make a commandment. I don't know, Lord. I don't know here to next year. But Lord, help me to bring one family to Corytown Baptist Church. ¿Cómo dices? ¿O todo ojo cerrado? Brother. Everybody stand up. Every eyes closed. Every head down. We don't have too much time, church. We don't have time to start playing, church. I explain to Spanish church. Brothers and sisters, we don't have too much time. If it's true this happened in Jerusalem, we don't have too much time. What can I do, Pastor? Pray for these people who stay here in the altar. But you can do something to the Lord. Remember, only 11 persons changed the world. The Lord don't need a lot of people. Only 11 persons changed the world. Oh, actually, Paul coming later on. 12 people changed the world. These 12 persons. Even the Roman Empire can stop these people. Church, please do something to the Lord.